Anyone who's out there, if you could put yourself on mute, we'd greatly appreciate it. Sorry for the delay. We were a little late, Marv. So let's get to it. So again, let's get a running start. Again, we'll start on page 66. So right, 67, excuse me. All the way at the end of the page, the Ramah, four words from the end, Yesh mi shekasav, some write, lehaniach, next page 68, shel yad mi yushav, that you should put on the shel yad while seated, v'shel rosh mi umad, and you put the shel rosh on while standing, as we saw yesterday. Also, as we noted yesterday, the Ramah says the source for this is the Zohar. Now, you're going to see why that's important for our discussion today. But the Ramah continues to say, but in our climes, we don't do that. But rather, we put on both of them while standing. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down different opinions, but then he comes out like the Eliyahu Rabbah, the name of the Marshal, that we put on both of them while standing. Now the Mishnah Berurah also brings on the Marash Mikinon, and this is a very famous Mishnah Berurah that the Marash learned Kabbalah, but then at the end, he daven like a very simple child. Again, now I take their word for it. In other words, maybe he could look like he's davening like a simple child. But again, the Mishnah Berurah says it. The Eliyahu Rabbah says. So then, again, because sometimes you could get too far up a field and get a little lost. So again, just daven simply. So now the Mishnah Berurah, as I was pointing out. So this is basically an issue of and then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Gra. We know the Gra was very big, the Vilna Gaon, in Kabbalah, master in everything, including Kabbalah. And he says, even according to the Zohar, you're allowed to put on the tefillin shel yad while standing. And therefore, you shouldn't go away from the minog, Ashkenazi minog, to put on both the shel yad and shel rosh while standing. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Knesset HaGedolah. Kasav HaKnesset HaGedolah, again, we're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah Mem Beis, sort of in the middle. They brings down from the Knesset HaGedolah says, Bichlalei HaPoskim, that as follows, Kol Davar Shebalei HaKabbalah VeHaZohar Cholkim Al Gamar VeHaPoskim, if the masters of the Kabbalah and the Zohar argue with the Gemara. Again, that sometimes happens. Again, it might not be so clear in the Gemara. The Gemara indicates one way. Poskim say that's the way we learn Pshat in the Gemara. But then the Zohar goes against it and follows that Zohar, some Balei Kabbalah. So then the Knesset HaGedolah says, Halach Archar Gemara VaPoskim. So then we go by the Gemara and the Poskim. Mihu, however, in Balei HaKabbalah Machmirim, let's say the Balei HaKabbalah are Machmir. Here, I don't know if it's a Chumra or a Kula, right? You know, how you stand or you sit or, you know, like, or which direction do you twine the tefillin? You know, it's not a Chumra. But but let's say the Balei HaKabbalah would be Machmir. Yesh LaHachmir Gamkein. So then we'll be Machmir. That would be a rule that we have in Psak. Again, these are rules that we have Psak. V'im lo huzka b'gemara poskim. Let's say something's not mentioned in the Gemara poskim. It's not mentioned by people by the Gemara people around the Gemara. So afal pi shenizkar b'kabbalah, ein anu yecholim lachov linhog kach. So let's say something that's not mentioned in the Gemara, but the Zohar says do X, you know, do it this way. So then the Mishnah Berurah says something, again, this is from the Knesset HaGedolah, that we can't force or say that we have to go that way. Absolutely. But let's say there's a halacha that's not mentioned against it in the poskim, in the Gemara. So then we go by the words of the Kabbalah. So then again, even if the if there's an argument amongst the poskim, so then again we would go by the deciding factor would be what the Zohar says, Kabbalah. Now, Rav Moshe. In the Igros Moshe, Or Chaim Chelek Dalet Simon Gimel, says that when we say these things, that's only the Zohar and the Zohar-like things. But, again, not to minimize it anyway, we talked about this a couple days ago, but let's say that Rizal says something, or the Pri Es Chaim, so then the Mishnah, the Rav Moshe says, they're just like, I shouldn't say just, you know, how have I? But they are considered on the par with other poskim. So in other words, the Arizal, people afterwards, again, we're not belittling them, but we're just saying, Rav Moshe would say they would be considered like some on par with everyone else. They wouldn't be, you know, on a higher plane necessarily. So again, when we say Divrei Kabbalah, Moshe says basically we're talking about the Zohar. So again, this is very, very important because these are rules of Psak. Now again, maybe others would go differently, but the Mishnah Berurah says like this. Again, our Mesorah is, again, not to discount the Zohar, as you see, but again, we go more by Nigla, where the Gemara indicates the way, you know, that's our Mesorah. Now again, other people go differently, but that's our Mesorah. Okay, let's go on to Yud Beis back upstairs. So again, that's very interesting about Nigla versus Nister. So Machaber says as follows: Imeniach tefillin kama pamim bayom. If a person puts on tefillin a few times a day. So again, bear in mind, in the old days, they used to wear tefillin all day. Or maybe they didn't wear all day, but they try to wear it more than what just we do, where we just wear it, you know, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah before, during Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, during davening, during chakras, right? Rebbe and I, many years ago, showed me, I think the Marami Pano or somebody, who they used to wear tefillin at Mincha. I mean chakras also, obviously. But because we saw before, you know, you want to have tefillin on it, chakras, because of Shema, so not to incriminate yourself, Chas v'Shalom. But again, we don't do that because, you know, we don't wear tefillin at night, and maybe mincha will go over, you know, over Shkia, you know, like all these type of things. And also, you know, we don't have good kavon. Anywho, that's the main reason. But again, if somebody's putting on tefillin a number of times a day, Tzarkel Baruch Aleihem b'chol pam, so every time you put them on, every time you put them on anew, so then you have to make a new bracha, or according to the Rama, brachos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up an important point, and that is, even if you had consciousness about that you're going to put the tefillin back on very soon, and even if you didn't change place, but still you have to put on, you have to make a new bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if at the time you made the bracha, you had in mind that you're going to take it off and put it back on, so then everyone agrees. He says, Kuli amal ain't sark lots or levar. So then you don't have to go back and make a new bracha, since again, you had it in mind when you made the original bracha. But again, let's go back to the simple idea, and that is if you put them on and take them off, you have to make a new bracha. Back upstairs, nishmitu mimkoman, Let's say the tefillin slipped out of their place. We all, again, talk about where they have to be. But again, on the arm or on the head, they slipped out of the place. Meshamesh b'hem laksi run them kaman. And then, you know, you're going to feel them, right? Right? Oh, they're out of place. And then you move them back in. Tzarech l'barach. You have to make a new bracha. And the reason is because it's like you took them off. Now, Mishbara has a long discussion, brings down the Shla and others, that we don't see people if the tefillin got out of place, that you make a new bracha. So he says the reason is because, assumingly, during davening, you know, since you're in the middle of davening in chakras, you're not mesiach das, you didn't remove your mind from them. And so therefore, it's like you took them off in order to put them back on, where you don't have to make a new bracha. Okay, so again, this is, now the Mishnah Berurah also points out, when we talk about that they slipped out of their place. So again, according to the Machaber, you make a new bracha. Mishnah Berurah brings out the Shla that maybe we wouldn't. Usually we, I don't think people do. But again, the Mishnah Berurah in Mem He brings up an interesting idea. And he says, when we say they slipped off their place, that is if they completely or a majority slipped off. If they're just a little bit, so then, even though you're putting back, you don't have to make a new bracha. Now, I dare say, I don't know, that's usually what happens, right? You know, it's just a little off. So therefore, again, that could be another reason why we don't see people making new brachas so often. Because, again, they didn't really, you know, how far off are they? Again, one time I saw somebody, you know, really, you know, like, I heard a story that's Big Dolim, who used to wear tefillin all day, sometimes they'd slip them really off, just to like, they could relax their mind from, you know, their consciousness of tefillin. But again, we're not talking about that for most people. So, but again, that would be a shiloh, making new bracha, if you moved it completely off. Okay, we're going to stop here for tonight, and Emirat Hashem, after Shabbos, we'll pick this up again, Emirat Hashem. Okay, yes, call everybody.